Tony Sincara. Tony, happy Father's Day.
Well, you too, my man. You too, my man. We're still here. We're still doing fantasy baseball, whether it's Father's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter. We're a full-service provider. We're, like, better than the mailman.
Yeah, we are. Yes. And my mailman especially, Tony. My mailman don't come around if it rains hard.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
What's up with that?
With the rain, snow, hail. That's all BS nowadays.
You guys were just doing the closer update, so I got to ask you about a trade that just happened in my league and see if you guys think it's fair. I do, but I'm a lot more intelligent than most people, so I just want to make sure what you guys think.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Philadelphia's Hector Neris was traded for Tommy Conley of the Chicago White Sox. Now, people look at Neris as a guy that could possibly close, or he's in, he's out, and they're like, who the hell is Tommy Conley? Well, Tommy Conley's ERA is 1.27, his whip's 0.74, and he has 48 strikeouts in 28 innings. So the guy's a complete stud, he just doesn't get saves. And Hector Neris, we all know, sometimes he closes, sometimes he's not. He's only got 6 saves in the entire season. Is this a fair trade?
It is for me. I don't have a problem with it. Neris is far from a lockdown closer. You said it's right. He's been in. He's been out. Philly's been jumping all around. Sometimes it's Benoit. Then, you know, they're not getting a whole bunch of saves anyway. Conley could be the guy. Nate Jones is hurt as well for Chicago. Conley could be the guy if and when David Robinson is traded, you know, which I expect to happen at some point in the next 6 weeks. So this is not a trade that I wouldn't even really bat an eye about this.
Yeah, I was... I actually have Tommy Conley, and someone offered this trade to me. I need some save. I was considering it. I'm leaning towards not doing it, but then I was like, man, I wonder if people in the league will even think this is a feasible trade.
I think, listen, if you need save, I mean, Neris isn't great, but he's the best that Philadelphia has. I think he is their closer. And Conley, if you're holding on to him, he's protecting your whip, protecting your ratios right now, which I like, and I think you can win that way. But if you need saves, I'm taking the guy who at least might get you 6 to 8 saves before Conley gets any.
That's true. That's true. And so there you have it. Hector Neris versus Tommy Conley. This is where we're at this season in the whole pitching aspect of things. As ERAs are going through the roof. We have closers changing every week. It's a crazy case in baseball these days.
Yeah, I think it's only going to get worse, right? Summer's coming around now. Weather's warming up. Ball's going to fly out further. These runs should only get more and more.
Just what we need in Major League Baseball. There is more runs, but strikeouts are up, but ERAs are up, and runs scored are up, and home runs are up. So it's a weird where we have certain statistics that are up and others that are not.
Plus, well, Tony, sorry, George. I was just going to say, as George was detailing, like in the last segment, it's going to get as complicated as the conversation we're having now. It's going to get way more complicated because of what George is saying about the weather. Plus, the trade market is going to move some of these guys around and change roles on teams, and it's going to frustrate people that might have been benefiting from a player in a good spot right now.
We say that every year, and I think that people, like, all the shows overblow how many trades are actually get made when it gets to the deadline. It's like 3 trades that are actually made.
We had really good trades last year, George, didn't we?
Last year was an aberration. There are no Andrew Millers out there, you know, Aroldis Chapman. There'll be a couple of guys that'll move. Like I said, we know Robertson's going to go eventually. Jim Johnson out of Atlanta, guys like that, lower level guys are going to go. But I don't think you're going to see the top names, anywhere near the top names. The Yankees got incredibly lucky last year, right year to be trading top-notch closers.
It's a fair point. Tony, what trade do you expect to be made first? Who do you think, what team is going to go after the piece that they need? We keep talking about the Astros adding an arm. You think that's the big blockbuster trade that could happen?
Well, I think the biggest name at the trade deadline is Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to be the name that people are after. A team like the Houston Astros with Darvish at the beginning would be absolutely a deal. I think the Boston Red Sox will make a run at Darvish. I think you'll see a lot of teams. I think he's the guy that on the trade deadline that's most likely to be dealt, and he's going to be the one that's going to bring the biggest ransom.
Yeah, could be. So, unfortunately for those teams, it'll be a rental. So, unlike the control that the Indians had with Miller, maybe not as big a haul. In any event, Tony, thanks for joining us. You're going to join us a little bit later for DFS?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.